Ladies and gentlemen, the show you're about to hear may contain a few bad words or bad ideas. That's just the way it is. Listener discretion is advised. This is Drifter in the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Paul McAvoy, your host. As always, usually always, we were off last week. Technical difficulties. We're having some upgrades here in the building. And I think there was like an alternate feed going on, so I wasn't on. So I had a bit of another break. So it's very sporadic over the last couple months. But I am back again tonight with an hour's worth of music for you. That was Shoot You Up from Ty Segall from his new album, Freedom's Goblin, which is an excellent album. I've played many tracks from it already. We'll probably play more. It's a good summer album, if that makes any sense. I don't know. Good album to listen to while you're out in the patio or something. So many good tracks. But anyways, I'm hoping tonight is one of those nights. Maybe you're outside having a few drinks inside, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in. I think I got a good show planned. Anyways, you know what? On that note, let's keep it going. Been a crazy month news-wise. I'm a news junkie, and I may have mentioned that before. So much in the world going on. Most of it going on south of the border. It's hard to avoid. Trump is a bit of a megalomaniac, so he's likes to take over the news, even if it's fake news. And on that note, Here's a track by The New Pornographers. Not necessarily about what I was talking about just there, but I get lazy. So I'm like, oh, that title might fit with what I'm going to talk about. So in honor of the fake news, if there is such a thing, here's a track called The Fake Headlines by another good summer band, The New Pornographers. Here they are on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
I wrote the news today in a tent outside the Midway Rise, and as my money flew, singing to their pockets, you could only know your shame, knowing what the good ones do. And when you see the bruises on my legs from kicking pills, you see how recklessly the pages I fill make headlines, believe them, come back. Make headlines, believe them, come back. Want to be upside down.
Yeah. trusted only in ways I thought were safe for. Safe for losing more than just one time. And if you only knew exactly how I paid for all the ways that we broke, you'd probably curl up and die. Nothing more than a feeling, it's just all in my. Seeing the signs of my surrender, tired of trying so hard just to start again. Maybe I thought once it died, everything would be easy. Though I killed it.
You're listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. Oh, yes. I love the track Masterpiece by Clarence Reed. It's been, I think it's been sampled quite a few times. Although for life of me, I forget what songs it was actually used in. Although it's a very recognizable break. Anyways, it doesn't matter. The original is quite good anyways on its own. Before Clarence Reed, I played some new stuff from Vancouver's Dumb. They have a full length out on Mint. It is currently on our charts, climbing it, and deservedly so. It's very good. I believe that's the second track I played off it already, called Roast Beef. One of my favorite kind of bands. I keep saying this as I get older, and I find like a lot of the music coming out now is less guitar driven. I'm really kind of into those sort of kind of Pavement-esque parquet chord slacker rock kind of slightly out of tune type guitar bands. And it seems to be fewer and fewer, but they're still around, and this band is relatively young too, so people are still, you know, keeping that up, so that's good. As I get old, I need to hear familiar music. Not down with what the kids are into these days. Anyways, before Dumb was some Peach Kelly Pop, another band kind of in that vein, very Best Coast-ish, if that makes any sense to me, or to you, rather. It makes sense to me. What was the name of the track I played from her? It was Cherry off their full-length Gentle Leader. I totally forgot. Cherry, that's not her real name, is the full name of the track. And before that was New Pornographers, Canada's super band. Although I think they mainly live in the States now, or at least some of them anyways. Fake Headlines from Mass Romantic from way back when, like 2000, something like that. 99, 2000, so their first one. I think still their best. To me, it depends on the day. Kind of changes. Anyways, maybe you have your own favorite. I have mine. It doesn't really matter. All right, I'll stop rambling now. It's the summer, you know, the heat is getting to me. We're in the middle, kind of the peak summer season, festival season, lots of stuff going on, obviously. Folklorama coming up and The Fringe. This was always, it's my favorite time of year, but when I was younger, maybe for different reasons, but we're kind of midway through the summer. Kids are going to be going back in another month. But favorite time of year, just peak summer. Anyways, let's play, what am I going to play? I'm going to play some They Might Be Giants. We're behind. We need 2 weeks to catch up. I was off last week. So if you're not familiar with Dial a Song, go to dialasong.com. And this show and the show before me are part of the Dial a Song radio network from They Might Be Giants, a team of DJs across the world now that play a weekly track from They Might Be Giants. They put out music like mad. And their album, Full Length, I Like Fun, is also on the charts, too. So these guys do tons of stuff. But anyways, last week's track was called Best Regrets. And this is what I'm going to play. That's the name of the track. That's what I'm going to play right now. The next one, this week's track, I'm losing my mind, is coming up in just a little bit. So we're playing catch up here on dialasong.com. You can go to dialasong.com, listen to it. You can listen to it now on this show. Download the app many different ways. If you don't know what Dial a Song is, I keep saying it week by week, week after week, so you should know by now. But if you don't, look it up. But while you look it up, listen to last week's Dial a Song track. And this is called Best Regrets by They Might Be Giants on Drifter in the Dark 101.5 UMFM.
As I enter the square, So some guy once wrote, betrayal takes two. I guess I ought to know, since I think that's true. I'm sorry that you, so strange for so long, cannot reanimate what is already gone. But we could talk right.
Don't think you realize
Listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Read my Yelp review of Rikers Island. You know I've withdrew from my life of violence. Now I just relax with my wife and my friends. The soothing music of New Orleans brass bands.
Do I know where I live? Well, so do you, so do you. Won't say what I fear. What you could do, you might do. Don't apologize, cause you're under it. You don't meet my gaze, cause you keep your gaze hid. This for me. Fancy this specialty. This for me. See that freaky you. John Russell hands on the wheel.
John Russell stays in his lane.
John Russell lost in the beams.
John Russell thinks it's a shame.
John Russell pushed past the brain.
John Russell maps out his screen.
John Russell does not agree.
John Russell buries the lead.
Were taken out of context.
Do I know what I got? Well, so do you, so do you. He's staring so loud. One missing stamp, postage due. John Postel out in the road.
John Postel stands in the rain.
John Postel talks to himself.
John Postel poured down the drain.
John Postel carried upstream.
John Postel rushed out to sea.
John Postel rides on a wave.
John Russell, same thing.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5. UMFM, that was this week's The MIB Giants. Dial a song track, playing catch up. We're off last week. That track was called John Postel. The 30th track in the They Might Be Giants Dial a Song 2018 project. This show, of course, is part of the Dial a Song radio network. So every week, assuming I'm on, you will hear the Dial a Song track. The show before me and the rest is noise, hosted by the pro from Dover, our good friend Jared. Is also part of the network this year. I was part of it a couple of years ago. He's now on board. So that's awesome. DJs across North America and maybe the rest of the world playing the weekly track. If you want to hear the track too, I think they release it every Monday on dialasong.com. You can call the toll-free number, kind of do it the old school way, like if you used to call the old Brooklyn number back in the day, if you know what that was. And then as well, they have an app too. You can listen to the song many different ways. You can listen to it multiple times, many different ways. It's awesome. Always good tracks. And they are coming in October. There was a venue change, which I kind of thought was going to happen. I believe it's bigger. The Garrick is going to be the new venue. I know some people are a little unhappy about that. The West End people like a lot better. But either way, I'm going. They could be playing, you know, out in the middle of nowhere, I'd still go see them. So they're coming. That's October 21st. What did I play before that? Probably hear some computer sounds behind me. Before that, we played... I'm forgetting what I played now. The Pezant Brothers? I think they're called the Pezant Brothers. A track called New Orleans. And then before that... What did I play before that, too? I'm totally forgetting. Oh, yeah, Miss Ludella Black. I've been meaning to play some Miss Ludella Black for a while. Formerly of the Head Coatees. And it's been a while since she's had a solo album, like a proper solo album. It's been a long time. And she's got a new one out called Till You Lie in Your Grave. And that was the title track I played. Been wanting to play that for a little bit, so finally got around to it. And then we played last week's They Might Be Giant style of song track called Best Regrets. And that was last week. So now we're caught up. And assuming I'm not off next week, I'll be playing next week's track on next week's show. But until then, let's slow things down a little bit, kind of. Sun is setting. You could be outside, maybe, putting back a cold one. Hopefully it's nice out tonight. I'm recording this yesterday, so I don't know. I'm assuming it is. We'll slow down a little bit. When I think of summer, I do think of the Tragically Hip. To me, they're like a really good sort of summer band. For a few reasons, but two big festivals, the two and other roadside attractions. They did a lot of summer shows. They played at the Forks in the summer. I always think of them playing live in the summer. And, of course, their last show was here. It was in the summer as well. So I'd like to play some Hip. You hear a lot of them on other radio stations, but not this track. I don't think they play this track out of it. This is from Music at Work, which was an album I didn't listen to a lot when it came out. There were a few really good solid tracks, but then I kind of just stopped listening to it. But it is a really good album. And I like to play a track called Lake Fever. I think it's a nice track to listen to sort of this time of night. So let's hear some Tragically Hip, and we've got some Nico Case coming up. So stay tuned for that. Here it is, though, Tragically Hip from Music at Work from, I think, 2002, I think, something like that. Anyways, here it is. Tragically Hip, Lake Fever, Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
Skip to the time of neither. Weary son, sleep tonight. Go crashing into the ocean. Could palamitize the tide and moon, ancient and blue.
There ain't no way we're gonna find another way.
In the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
We'll be right back.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM, Granddaddy from over 20 years ago, like 1997, I think. Under the Western Freeway is the album. Collective Dream Wish of Upper Class Elegance. Nice little mellow track there. Sort of mellow, anyways. Some good Granddaddy fuzz on that. Before that was some Breeders from their new album, All Nerve, which I'm really enjoying, for me, their best in a long time. Howl at the Summit, the name of that track. Before that was some Nico Case, also an excellent album. The track's called Sleep All Summer from Hell On, the name of that album. You should be listening to it nonstop. Love Nico Case. And before Nico Case was some Tragically Hip, Lake Fever from Music at Work. I thought that was a good track to play for this time of year and that this time of night. It was a nice track to listen to. Anyways, that's it. We're done. Thank you for tuning in. I'm sure I should be back next week, but I don't know. I say that now, but who knows? Maybe something will happen and it won't be, but I should be anyway, so please tune in for that. If you want to listen to this show again, or if you missed part of it, or the past few shows, it's quite a bit up there now, you can download the podcast version. It's just an MP3, basically. You can go to umfm.com, left-hand side, there's a link, it says podcast, you can get it there as well. The link is also posted on our Facebook. You can look us up, Drifter in the Dark, and like us on there, and our Twitter, at DrifterUMFM. And of course, you can contact me at my email, which sometimes I don't get to right away, but I always reply back to people, drifter@umfm.com. You can download our app, you can find us on TuneIn, any number of ways. No matter how you listen to us, though, keep listening to us. And yeah, so thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed playing these tracks, and I'll be back with you next week with a whole new batch. Until then, though, I'm gonna leave you with a track from Thrush Hermit. I feel like I haven't played Thrush Hermit in a little while, which it's probably only been like a few weeks, but I love Thrush Hermit. Another good band to listen to in the summer, and this is one of my favorite albums of all time, Clayton Park. And I'm gonna leave you with a track called Oh My Soul, which I've played before, but it should be repeated. So here it is. Thrush Hermit. Hope you're enjoying whatever you're doing tonight and the rest of your night. Enjoy your weekend, all that jazz. My name is Paul McAvoy. Thank you for tuning in to Drifter in the Dark. And I'll talk to you all next week. But until then, enjoy this track. Bye. She feels so all alone.